This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China has confirmed 16 new coronavirus cases in its far western Xinjiang region. The outbreak in the capital, Urumqi, is the latest to emerge since China largely contained COVID-19 in March. Authorities in the mainly Muslim Uyghur Xinjiang have reportedly reduced subway, taxi, and bus services and imposed restrictions on people leaving the city. The worldwide pandemic numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless move upward. The Johns Hopkins University case count stands at 14.1 million, with some 603,000 deaths. India is a hotspot, third in the world with more than a million COVID infections and upwards of 26,000 lives lost. Experts say they fear the real numbers are much higher. Brazil's virus picture, more than 2 million cases and almost 78,000 fatalities. Australia got some good news today, 50% fewer daily virus cases in Victoria State, from yesterday's record high of 428 down to 217. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton calls it a relief, but he is cautioning people, especially in Melbourne, to remain diligent in a six-week lockdown. Being bored, he says, is better than being in intensive care. Meanwhile, the state of New South Wales has implemented restrictions that include bans on singing in choirs, dancing in nightclubs, and just plain mingling. The border between New South Wales and Victoria remains closed. Australia has recorded 11,441 COVID cases. The newest have been centered in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. Because of the pandemic, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has asked for cancellation of next month's scheduled two-week session of the Australian Parliament. Morrison's chief health officer said there were too many risks involved, given the fresh cases in the country. South Korea is reporting another 36 coronavirus infections. Most were imported from outside the country, though 18 cases have been traced to the area in and around Seoul. South Korea has mandated testing and two-week quarantines on travelers from abroad. Via remote, this is VOA News. The pandemic situation in the United States remains dire. 3.6 million COVID-19 cases and close to 140,000 fatalities. The major trouble spots are in the South and West, with California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida hit the hardest. Death tolls, 15,000 in Texas, 7,600 in California, 4,800 in Florida, and close to 3,000 in Arizona. Once again yesterday, COVID cases in the U.S. rose by more than 70,000, though that number was down by 7,000 from a day earlier. Deaths rose by at least 912, the fourth day in a row that fatalities have been up by over 900. U.S. military medical personnel have been sent into California and Texas to help in hospitals trying to cope with a flood of COVID patients. Both states have been reporting 10,000 new cases a day and more. Among the pressing questions these days is how the continuing spike in COVID numbers will affect President Donald Trump's demand that American public schools fully reopen. At the moment, the chances for that seem remote. The state of Texas has become the latest to say it will keep its schools closed well into the fall. That will involve 5 million children and teachers. Under the Texas guidelines, the first 8 weeks of the school year will be limited to online studies. In Chicago, the third largest school district in the U.S., under a tentative plan, children will be in their classrooms just 2 days a week and spend 3 days in distance learning. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds says she intends to order school districts to keep their students in the classroom at least half the time. That has Iowa's union teachers upset. In Florida, Miami area authorities have begun beefing up enforcement of a local mandate for the wearing of face masks. Governor Ron DeSantis has refused to issue a statewide mask requirement. John Lewis, a pioneer in the U.S. civil rights movement and longtime member of Congress, has died. In December, Lewis announced he had advanced pancreatic cancer. Former President Barack Obama said in a statement, "Through the decades, John Lewis gave all of himself to the cause of freedom and justice, and inspired generations that followed to try to live up to his example." John Lewis was 80 years old. Presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden says he is now getting official U.S. intelligence briefings and has been told Russia is continuing in its efforts to meddle in November's U.S. election. Biden warned if Russia persisted in its efforts, there would be a real price to pay if he defeats Donald Trump at the polls. Intelligence briefings are normal for major party presidential nominees. Reuters is reporting that President Trump is expected to issue an executive order that would ban undocumented immigrants from being included in the 2020 census count. The government census done every 10 years helps in determining where taxpayer money is spent for building public facilities like schools, hospitals, and fire departments. It also reconfigures how states are represented in the U.S. House. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.